The position of Speaker of the House has gotten competitive. Here's what supporters say qualifies Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz. He sticks to his conservative Republican principles, but is also quick to challenge how things are done. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Whitney Evans reports.
In Utah County, most of the local stores and diners are closed for the day as families attend church. But a few people like Wayne Holdsworth are strolling the sidewalks. Holdsworth says he did not vote for Jason Chaffetz, but he says he's impressed with his work as chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, particularly his investigations into the Secret Service.
I think it's good that he's willing to stick his nose in stuff to make things different.
His friend Larry Wynn did vote for Chaffetz.
If he believes in something, he'll go after it, like the Secret Service thing we were talking about, Planned Parenthood. And so he just basically goes after what he's passionate about, and I admire that.
Chaffetz was recruited by then-BYU football coach Lavelle Edwards in 1985 to be a place kicker. When he arrived in conservative stronghold and Mormon epicenter Provo, Utah, Chaffetz was a Jewish Democrat. He even campaigned for then-Massachusetts Governor Mike Dukakis in his 1988 presidential bid. He has familial ties with the Dukakis family. But by the time Chaffetz graduated from BYU in 1989, he'd converted to the Mormon faith and the Republican Party. He credits Ronald Reagan for much of the shift in his ideology. Shirley Johnson has worked for BYU football since 1980. At the time Chaffetz was on the roster, she was an assistant to Coach Edwards. She says she's not surprised at how far he's come, but rather how fast.
Well, he's real bright and clever, and he's articulate. He was more of a loner than, you know, most of them palled around with each other, but he just had his own agendas and own thoughts, and he had confidence in himself.
Republican State Senator Howard Stevenson met Chaffetz as chief of staff for former Republican Utah Governor John Huntsman Jr.
He has core principles about limited government, individual responsibility, individual rights and freedom, and he believes in those things so deeply.
Chaffetz credits Stevenson with being the first elected official to publicly endorse him when he had next to no name recognition. Stevenson says he admired Chaffetz's refusal to spend money on delegates when he campaigned for Utah's 3rd congressional district in 2007. In Utah, delegates are in charge of selecting political candidates in the state. He says a lot of campaign money is spent on feeding delegates, but he says Chaffetz refused to buy them anything.
Not even celery sticks. He said it's not about feeding delegates. It's about meeting with them, and if they're not willing to meet with me in their homes or in a local library, then I just won't be able to reach them.
And Chaffetz did reach the delegates. In 2008, he ousted incumbent 3rd District Republican Chris Cannon, who failed to get the party's nomination in the primary. Stevenson says Chaffetz is making a difference in Washington, holding the federal government accountable.
Rather than following the wind and just being a wind vane, he stayed his course.
Staying the course means Chaffetz has gained some foes along the way. As early as last week, Planned Parenthood criticized Chaffetz for using what they believe to be inaccurate data about the number of abortions they provide. But in Utah, conservatives are hoping their shining star kicker reaches the top. For NPR News, I'm Whitney Evans in Salt Lake City.